This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of In Focus. It's heard weekends on KTBB 97.5 FM and KRWR, the Team 92.1 FM. You can reach out with your thoughts on the show or any topic that you would like us to consider airing at ktbb.com/infocus. A quick programming note. You can now hear In Focus at 11:30 a.m. on Sundays on KTBB. In Focus today is Downtown Tyler with Amber Verona and Lindsay Fronberger.
Awesome. Hi,
welcome,
y'all.
Ladies. Hey.
Thank you.
Welcome
back.
Thank you.
Before we get started, let's give your URL out so people know how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so it's downtowntyler.org. Simple as that. And then you can also find us on social media on Downtown Tyler, Texas. So we're on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. Can't live without being on those anymore.
No.
For sure. We put a lot of information and updates on those.
I've got lots of questions this time. You guys know I'm hotly interested in how downtown goes. But let's start with the Downtown Art Festival.
We have lots of art things happening. So that kind of kicked off, you know, the fall cluster of events that you could say, because it's beautiful time. So we have the art festival, which had about 70 vendors that we do that annually. We're going to continue to grow it. Part of that is also art exhibits in our galleries that we have downtown. And we have a lot of art vendor pop-ups that are coming up on the square. We have some nonprofits downtown, Tyler Art Lift and Poral, which is the Palette of Roses Art League. And then the Rose City Art gallery and gifts. And then you have the Foundry Gallery. So they're all currently doing some shows
right now.
Well,
that's a coffee shop, isn't it?
The Foundry, yes, but they
has an art gallery.
Yes. And so it's awesome how appreciative our local businesses in our community has embraced our art scene here.
Well, tell me were the results good on the 14th?
They were great. It was hot, of course. The one, you know, when you plan outside events, it's a gamble. It was very hot, but we had some great vendors that came out and that were excited to be part of it again. It was our third year, and excited already again for next year. And so we have a collection of mediums, whether it be canvas style, pottery, ceramics. We had a kids' corner where they came out and actually made their own clay pots. And then you had you know, jewelry artists,
fabrics,
you name it. And so we really celebrated and honored all types of artists over that weekend.
It's nice that we do that. And you mentioned there's the gallery downtown. Where we have two or three art galleries downtown.
We have several.
Five or seven. Okay. So, where are they? Let's give them some plugs real quick.
Yeah, so we have Gallery Main Street, and then you have the one in Southside Bank that's on the square.
Okay.
Martin Walker, you know, they moved into their new area, so I believe they're getting back their gallery that they had. And then we had the Foundry, and then we have Rose City Arts Gallery and Gifts, and then we have
Cassie Edmonds
and their Mosaic Studio and Gallery that's down there. It's on Elm Street.
Okay.
She does some wonderful work. And then there is a variety of other local businesses that showcase art. So Culture is one of them. They feature local art. It's not necessarily gallery, but they see the importance of bringing art in.
How do we judge our downtown scene? Do we judge it? Lindsay's from Sulphur Springs. Do we judge it against Sulphur Springs, against Dallas, against anybody? Do we just try and make it the best we can, period?
So
it's a great question.
It's a little bit of all of that. So, of course, we see what other cities are doing that we love, but we want to be sure that we're being true to ourselves. We're being unique. We're embracing the Tyler's identity, whether that be an historic fabric, whether that be an arts fabric. But we want to take inspiration from others, but we don't want to copy. And so that was a big thing when we're designing this downtown, a new community space, and when we're supporting some of these events that are happening or forming some new partnerships, how can we highlight and celebrate what's unique about Tyler, what makes Tyler amazing, what brings people to Tyler, but also giving them some of those new experiences that they've seen elsewhere.
I think if you eliminate the medical industry, the oil and gas industry, and all the politics, that we're left with an area rich with artists and agricultural interests. You know, because in some ways, ag is art.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have beautiful fields. They, you know, it's an art to raising a commodity, if you will. So that's what makes me, that's what you say when you, what you mean when you say we try to be true to ourselves, right?
Yes, definitely. Like, we take over, we're a natural beauty, you know, embracing the surroundings that we are, the history that's already enriched in our streets and our buildings, in the people, the memories here. And so making sure that that is really highlighted and featured, not trying to do what we call the Disney World effect, where you rinse and repeat anything and everything you see. People don't come here for your mass production of commercial buildings.
Correct. Yeah. And I think for a long time, I've said this before, but I think for maybe a 30-year period, the city of Tyler was infatuated with becoming a small Dallas, and they wanted to kind of have that. That's what happened with the courthouse. They tore down a beautiful courthouse, put up a Frank Lloyd Wright kind of thing, I guess. But they, luckily, we saved enough of the bones of the good. It's like it's when you remodel a house, if you want to buy an old house and fix it up, you look and see if it has good bones, which means it's going to be worth it, or if it's just all show. And I think downtown always had these good bones, minus the courthouse. So let's kind of segue into that.
Yeah.
Why are you smiling? Am I aggravating the people in downtown Tyler?
No, that, you know, that is the story that's always been like, man, how did we get stuck with this? You know, we have such a beautiful downtown. We've paid so much tribute to the old one and how beautiful it was. And I've said it before, but, you know, downtown, there's, and some of these beautiful courthouse, historic courthouses that we see, is that almost preservation by poverty, where some of these towns didn't have to experience that, but
fires in some cases. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were destroyed by fires. The Bowie County Courthouse in New Boston was gutted by fire, and it was beautiful. You know,
so unfortunately, the city of Tyler had some funding and money that could go around that supported the new courthouse, because back then, you know, new was awesome. And but what I always say is, yes, we received what is there today, but it also really jump-started the historic preservation movement in full force. There, it was around, but after we lost that courthouse, that's when a lot of organizations really started trying to lay their feet down and trying to preserve what we have in Tyler, because once we lost that, it was it could have been a ripple effect. But like you said, we were able to save so much because of some organizations and some people that saw the value in what was the historic preservation. And
one thing I thought was interesting, and in speaking of preservation, so I've got a friend who owns a big construction company in town, Paragon Construction, and so he, you know, looks at those things, and I have an eye for those things because I have a bit of my world is contracting. Did we say, we were talking about all the reclaimed lumber that the buildings that were torn down for the new courthouse to go
on the spring?
Did we save any of those bricks or any of that lumber we have? No. No, don't know.
Go ahead. Yes, so there were some entities that worked with the county that were able to go in there and retrieve some of the items. And then also Historic Tyler worked on doing survey for all those buildings, and I believe they're working on releasing that information.
Survey, what do you mean?
So, like,
I know what a survey is.
Yeah, so pictures, documentation.
Oh, okay.
So there's some type of documentation memorialization for those properties.
The historical significance of them.
Yes. Okay. But the material wise, there were some items that were saved in some material, but of course, some of it couldn't be all saved, but they were able to save some of it.
So clearly, this is where some of our tax dollars go. Here, correct? Mm-hmm. So I'm real happy about schools and stuff like this, renovations. I love for my money to go to those things. But that's what you need to know when you're paying those taxes, is Tyler is taking time now to preserve their history. Mm-hmm. And that's a maturing of a city, I would guess. You know, now let's look about not only our legacy, but our future legacy. And I think that's what I was hoping they would have done with a lot of those materials from those buildings, because They just don't make stuff. They don't make shiplap anymore. They do, but it's molded. You know, it's not from trees. Yeah. Some of the lumber. My girlfriend actually gets tired of me going to Rick's because I sit there and stare at the ceiling the whole time because all that lumber, that 150-year-old lumber is beautiful. I mean, you just can't get it. Mm. So we now know that we've cleared the way for the courthouse. We've almost, I guess I haven't seen it in a couple days, but or a couple weeks, but I'm sure now they've gotten rid of most of the debris from it. So now we've got a scalped area ready to begin.
That's it.
So let's talk about when are they closing the courthouse?
So,
do they close it when the new one's built?
So it has to wait till it's built. Yeah. So you have to have a functioning courthouse at all times. So they have to wait till it's completely built, and then they're going to move in.
Oh, man, I was really hoping on going on a crime spree between the times. But,
sorry.
I'm not going to be able to do that. So we'll have the new one completely built and operational.
Correct.
And then the demo will start on the old one. And then, so to help people understand the green space, because this is what I really want to touch on, because the downtown area is... well, gosh, there's a Chick-fil-A down there now.
Yep.
I didn't know that this week. How long has that been there?
A minute? A few years, yes.
A few years, really?
Yes.
Well, you know, like I said, I go to Don Juan's, and when I walk out, I'm not as clear as when I walk in. So maybe I don't notice. But the green space, what I realized when I was visiting with Lindsay about is I was at Don Juan's, and I was on the second floor looking out those high windows at Don Juan's, which are on the top floor, and you can see the very top of the courthouse, which is going to no longer be there. So then when you look at the fact that the courthouse being gone and you take all the way to the parking lot of where it is and its footprint on the front parking lot, Broadway, et cetera, it's a huge green space. So, and I assume Broadway's not going to run through that green space. Is that right?
Or so it is. It's going to be one lane each way. So it's going to shrink. It pushes, and then it goes back to your normal length, what you see right now.
How far south will it be one lane?
So it's going to open up at Elm. So it doesn't go too far. It's just the one or two blocks. Yes, it's to give that heavy pedestrian feel. When you come into a downtown, that's what we want you to experience. We want also the pedestrian to feel safe to walk around. So that goes on to why we're also widening all the sidewalks and including some seating areas.
Good. I mean, the obviously the reason I do this show was under bad circumstances that probably a more pedestrian friendly situation would have helped. So we have this big green space. It's 3 acres. Will there be trees? Will it just be a fountain like there is now and just grass, or how?
A little bit of everything.
Yes.
Sounds like in that list.
Yes. So it's a little bit under 3 acres, like you said. Our goal was to have a true community space. And what that looks like, we've been working over a year and a half now on really fabricating something that we thought the community and heard from the community the needs. So it has an area where it's going to be mostly green. We have a flat lawn where the current courthouse is. That's really kind of the showcase lawn. If you think when you go to like the Rose Garden, you have that one, just it has no trees, has no nothing in it. It's just a flat lawn.
I've never been to the Rose Garden.
Oh no. There's a little tidbit for you. It's okay. It's just a green lawn.
Okay.
It has no, it's easily to have things set up on it without any objects in the way. But on the sides is when we would have trees, we'd have the pedestrian walkways, we have seat walls, and then on where the current square is, the remodel, because this is a joint partnership between the city and the county. Although the county owns all of this land, the city has stepped in and brought value to the quality of life of our community, and we are really taking it serious on what to provide on that east side, on the west side. So when the city's coming in, we've been working with our consultants. And we have essentially quadrants of uses. So we have these beautiful umbrellas that are going to be lit up, have tables and chairs underneath it for gathering time. Come eat, come hang out. And then we have an amphitheater that is like...
It's like a lifted lawn corner.
So it's an elevated... If you think of the grass just kind of rose up from the ground, and it's just elevated, and it's all grass. And then underneath it are restrooms and storage space for us for maintenance. And so there'll be public restrooms downtown.
Can I help you?
Please.
It's going to be an earthen berm.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
That's what it's going to be. Yes. It's going to be a grass-covered earthen berm. Underneath that berm will be restrooms and
storage space for us.
Mm-hmm. For them. And, of course, it'll be covered with grass, so you can set on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or the talent can. I guess we will set on that, and the talent will be at the lower.
That's kind of the goal, yeah.
So let's help people. First off, let's give you a URL one more time, okay? It's downtowntyler.org.
That's it.
Downtowntyler.org. And on social media, Facebook, et cetera, it's
Downtown Tyler, Texas.
Downtown Tyler, Texas. Okay. Give me the area of downtown. Like, it's not just the square. When we're talking now, we think downtown is the square. Well, there's a lot of development going on just west of the square. So how far is your reach for the downtown?
Yeah, so when we're looking at our downtown area, we start all the way at front and go all the way to Gentry. So that's your north and south points.
Okay.
And then your east and west points are Beckham and Palace.
Okay. Well, then now here comes my question. Okay. So this is something, one of the most beautiful things we have here in town is Texas College, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay. The campus is just exquisitely beautiful.
Historic buildings.
Old, historic buildings. Historically black college. Is that right?
Correct.
Tyler has a rich history with African American and Mexican people. Will we be like, as you go west towards, you said, how far west do we go?
Palace.
Okay, west towards Palace. So when you're at Palace and Irwin and, you know, all these kind of what used to be an industrial district, I think lastly in the 50s, do you guys see that as possibly, or are they looking at that as like, I started the show by saying Tyler wanted to be a little Dallas. I don't think they do. But at the same time, a downtown community is like, in Dallas, there's downtown, there's Deep Ellum. Okay. Deep Ellum is extremely cultural. You know, it's got murals and all this stuff that we're starting to. But do you see, are there plans for that west portion of downtown, that kind of northwest portion of downtown, to become sort of a district like that, an entertainment district?
I see a lot on the west side. There has been a lot of more residential interest in kind of building that out, just the connectivity of the easability of Front Street and
Sam Scarborough did the apartments where that used to be Chevrolet.
King Chevrolet. That's correct. And then some other plans of the possibility for some more land over there for residential. Truly, what I've started to see is in the core of downtown, we are starting to get some comedy shops that are coming up, some more art. We're looking at an arts and cultural district for that.
Where would that stick?
So our goal is we took out our big old map and started doing pinpoints of really what it is. And that's where it kind of lined up. It was in that core strip of downtown, of where we're starting to see a lot more of the movement of
When you say core strip, are you talking
like Broadway, that whole little center strip and right there in the square, it almost was like a big T. So you have core where you have Liberty Hall, you have ETSO.
Caldwell
Arts Academy, and then you have the Rose City Comedy
Caldwell Auditorium, too. Now, none of us people in today's world can fit in those seats. But it's a beautiful, beautiful place with a rich history. And it's if you get a chance to go into one of the buildings downtown and look over downtown, if you looked at Tyler 15 years ago, downtown Tyler 15 years ago versus now, it's like a makeover show. You know, it looks that different.
It does.
And I would almost like to get a picture of downtown, like, say, I would say its worst was maybe in early 90s. You know, it's when really just no one had figured it out yet. But we get the medical school, so we educate doctors here now. I know that's not downtown, but these young people...
Less than a mile away from us.
It ties together.
These young people that are coming to go to the colleges that we have, the med school we have, the young people that are metro flighting, they don't want to go to Bullard.
Right. They
There's nothing going on in Bullard after 5 o'clock. No offense to you people in Bullard or wherever. Mineola is beautiful. It seems more culturally significant north of us than south of us, mm-hmm. to me. But that's what I think we're so fortunate, because what we talked about, the next building that they're going to do for lofts is the Wilcox building.
So that's actually open right now. They are over half filled.
Wow. With tenants.
And they just opened a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
June or July, I think. Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful. I looked mm-hmm. at them. And so I just, if I was 24, moving here, just graduated out of college, and you gave me the choice of living in a loft downtown, and I see people e-biking and biking downtown, the bike lanes in my neighborhood, which is close to downtown, and Charnwood and Azalea and all that, there's bikeways. I can't see why any of them would not want that experience. And when I go down there, I see younger and older people, but they do seem more urban.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of, you know, square toe boots and Wranglers on there. They seem more urban. They wake up late. They want to go to brunch. You know, all this stuff. And I guess that's what we're building the downtown for, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, my motto has always been build a place for 8 to 80. So that's from an 8-year-old to an 80-year-old mm-hmm. of somewhere that wants to come and hang out and be immersed in their own community. And that's what we're wanting to do with our wider sidewalks, with the ability for these businesses to have outdoor seating, to have extensive space for events, for extending some of their cells outside on the sidewalks to become more activated. We want, you know, there's these conversations of why we wanted 30-foot sidewalks all around these spaces is because we want groups of people to come down.
Wait a minute, 30-foot wide?
Yes. So,
oh, so, well, let's touch on this for a second. So let's just go, let's do Irwin. Okay. Let's do Irwin. Let's go to Rick's.
Okay.
Rick's, you owe me. And all I do is talk about you. That's what everything is, Mr. L. Tyfe. So that street, Irwin, will probably be restricted to one lane with 30-foot sidewalks, right?
So, yeah. So, around the square will be one lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we want people just to not go there. I mean, as far as driving downtown.
I was like, well, yes. So, our intent was that if you come to downtown in that area, you're coming to downtown, not through downtown. So
perfect.
Yes. So, if you're going down, you're coming to a destination. You're not just trying to get through to another area of Tyler.
And you mentioned a new parking garage?
Yes. So the county is doing a new parking garage that is opening up early next month. And it is right where the annex building. So it is on the northeast corner.
Did they tear down the sheriff's annex building?
No. So it is where the parking lot was.
Okay.
And they built it inside there. So essentially right where Fannin tees into mm-hmm. Ferguson is the entry point for the parking garage.
Okay. And how big a garage is this?
It's a little over 500 spaces, and it's free to the public.
Oh, see that? I'm sorry, but that's what being a grown-up city mm-hmm. is about. I mean, if you've got to go to a city center to enjoy it, and the whole time you're worried about being towed,
right?
Or you can't get there, or you don't want to put the baby in the stroller because there's cars going by at 30 miles an hour. I mean, that's a big deal. So I just, my hat off to you. I you're one of my favorite interviews that I do. Each year or each time we do it, we visit, because it's really been exciting for me to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And this parking garage, I don't want to take the credit, but this was a county initiative.
Hold on, you don't want to take the credit. I mean, was that a humble brag?
I just want to make sure that this was voted on by the community mm-hmm. with the new courthouse and this parking garage. And the community came through and voted this through, saying that this is what they want. This is the new vision. This is the future that they see for our downtown. And so it's been amazing to see how our community truly understands the potential of downtown and, you know, what it's going to look like in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So,
do you get a chance? I know you're not a city planner, but you would get a chance to see some demographic information, new move-ins. Is our age, is Tyler getting younger?
Actually, yes. We are one of the two cities. One of the two cities that is getting younger. Our median age is about 34, 35.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is.
I agree.
And so these young people It's becoming more attractive, right? Because mm-hmm. young people need young people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, no 25-year-old wants to hang out with a 58-year-old. You know, it's just no fun. So most of the people that are coming to downtown, they are in that range of age. I know you said 8 to 80 that can have fun there, mm-hmm. but I'm wondering who's in the Wilcox building. I mean, are those young professionals?
Yes. And so talking with the developers of the Wilcox, they saw a lot, you know, that are in the medical field that are right over there. And with it being less than a mile, they're in these beautiful new apartments that are in the center of all the activity, but still so close over there to the medical district. But yeah, that's really what you see is that the young demographic to the early young family mm-hmm. type of demographics.
Okay. Because once you have a family, I can see downtown not being that, you know, unless they went to Caldwell and then they, you know, went to a private school or something. I can see for generations we've gone to the suburbs with kids. Mm-hmm. It's the reason I metro flighted here to Tyler was because in Dallas we couldn't afford to live where I grew up. And the places we could afford to live, Mesquite, Garland, you know, those surrounding areas, the streets were like this wide.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I didn't want to have a kid go ride a bicycle and get creamed. You know, we could come out here and get mature trees and mm-hmm. all this.
Space.
So there's a lot of joy. That makes me so happy about the age. That really gives me, because towns die.
Yeah. Sometimes literally.
No, sometimes literally. Like you look at some of these, there's some beautiful towns. The town, Big Sandy, is gorgeous, mm-hmm. but it's dilapidated. Mm-hmm. No offense, Big Sandy, I'm not saying the whole town, but I'm saying like you have beautiful, beautiful structures.
The bones are good.
The bones are good, but you need to give it a refresh. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. And that just makes me so proud. Is there anybody in city government that is just really for this, or everybody in city government?
Everybody. Yeah. Like I said, we've been working on this for a very long time, where it's changed hands throughout multiple departments. Just about every city department has been involved in this downtown improvement project, whether we're looking at the infrastructure, where we're looking at removing some of the power lines, where we're looking at drainage, when we're looking at sidewalks, accessibility, longevity of the area, green space. Everyone has had a hand in this. And truly, like I said, it has been amazing to see how everyone sees the potential of downtown, and they are so on board and so excited to have a true destination area in our city.
Oh, I just can't wait till we can walk from Burkfeld to downtown or ride a bike or whatever.
Ride a bike, right. I know. And also, you're talking about parking. I'll say this little tidbit because people will be excited, but at the end of this year, we will be removing all the parking meters. We will be going to censored parking, which is will be censored parking, which is free 2-hour parking. So it still will alert us if you haven't moved in 2 hours, but we are doing that, and hopefully we'll still encourage people to move every 2 hours because those parking spaces are very valuable for our retail tenants. But
in the minute we have left, thank you very much, both of you. Lindsay and Amanda, for coming in. Amber, I'm sorry. And if you would, real quickly, the traffic situation. Anything to help the people understand what they need to do to help you guys with the traffic downtown?
So I'll say this. We will never have all lanes closed. There will always be movement around the square during this construction project. I highly encourage them to go to createtyler.com. That is our project website that has a list of all the closures that are coming up, the closures that are happening, and the timeline.
Glad we went there. CreateTyler.com or .org.
.com.
CreateTyler.com is a website you want to go to find out what streets are they're working on, what streets are closed, where you can park. Like I personally, Fannin's become an expressway for me now.
Yeah.
because it gets you out of all that downtown. And until this construction started, it really wasn't that well traveled.
Yeah.
It was just the street in front of the jail.
Yeah. And it'll be improved and it's going to be nice. So.
Oh, I can't wait. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck. And again, it's downtown.
downtowntyler.org. Downtowntyler.org.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.